Shall now read to you from God's holy word the revelation of John, the last chapter, the first reading of our confession, Article 10. We believe that Jesus Christ, according to his divine nature, is the only begotten Son of God, begotten from eternity, not made nor created, for then he should be a creature, but co-essential and co-eternal with the Father, the express image of his person and the brightness of his glory, equal unto him in all things. He is the Son of God, not only from the time that he assumed our nature, but from all eternity, as these testimonies, when compared together, teach us. Moses said that God created the world, and John said that all things were made by that word which he calleth God. And the apostles said that God made the world by his Son. Likewise, that God created all things by Jesus Christ. Therefore, it must needs follow that he who is called God the Word, the Son, and Jesus Christ, it exists at that time when all things were created by him. Therefore the prophet Micah said, his going forth has been from of old, from everlasting. And the apostle, he has neither beginning or day of days, nor end of life. He therefore is that true, eternal, and almighty God whom we invoke, worship, and serve. Revelation 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, but there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in the forehead. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, saying, they are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers, and whoremongers and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifies these things said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus, our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Gracious and merciful God. It is for the first time in this Sabbath day that we are privileged to enter into thy court and to sit around about thy word and testimony. The privilege under which we are living are manifold. But Lord, by nature we have to confess. We have no eye to see and no heart to observe. But all that thy blessed Spirit was given unto us in this evening hour. Look down in thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and that it may please thee to visit us in thy love and in thy favor, and that all the labor bestowed upon us and our children, that it in the hour of death and in the great day of judgment not shall testify against us, that it brings us to the right place, Lord, in dust and ashes, and that in this evening hour thy word and testimony was as an open book unto us, and the mysteries declared in thy word, that it may please thee to give light upon it, that we bring it forth in accordance to the meaning of the Holy Spirit, and that it also has made a place in our hearts for that precious word in this evening. We are all travelers to the great and ever-ending eternity. We have only one soul, and we never know when the angel of death shall come to take us away out of this world, that we have to appear before the great judge. And it is so necessary, Lord, that we are covered and adored with the robe of the righteousness and holiness of Christ Jesus, and that our soul find peace with thee and restored into thy communion, that we receive a name and a place better than of sons and of daughters, bind to our hearts and souls. Accompany thy word also for our rising generation, because thou knowest how hard our hearts are, and earthly and worldly minded. But oh, come with thy almighty power in this evening, and let the preaching of thy word that it bears some fruit amongst us, to the honor and glory of thy precious name. There is nothing too wonderful for thee. And Lord Jesus, come in our heart and in our midst. Manifest thyself unto us, and give thy dear children in the desert and wilderness of this world an undeserved blessing, that the outgoing of this Sabbath day may be to thy honor and glory and to the salvation of the soul. May it dwell with all of us. Remember that mother who went to the hospital in this afternoon to undergo an operation in the day of tomorrow. Thou knowest all the circumstances. Then, if it can be in thy divine counsel and will, strengthen and sustain her, help her through, and that the outcome may be to the gladness of her heart and of her husband and children, where one of the boys is on his way or from overseas to come home out of the service. and made it to thy Lord through it hurt, that all the other sick and afflicted, old people, widows, fatherless, widowers, thou knowest all the difference, the difficulties in their life, and all the hardships from day to day, but that it may be sanctified to their hearts, and a preparation for the great and ever-ending eternity. Those who cannot gather with us in hospitals, in those commonalistic homes, and in that institution, Lord, strengthen the relatives also who are in our midst in this evening. Remember them in all their needs and wants. Thou knowest through what deep ways that they have to go, but that it in the day of days never shall aggravate their punishment, but look down in mercy and in grace. Remember all of us in thy tender mercy. Grant unto us an undeserved blessing, also thy servants, where they are called, to preach that everlasting gospel. Help also us in this evening. May us not be ashamed, Lord. And may it dwell with thyself that we forget ourselves. Take away all the objections in our hearts and give us a little freedom and liberty. Thou art that God who once in this world that as of Balaam made to speak and talk, thou art the same, Lord, yesterday, today, and forever hear us out of thy fullness, and forgive all our sins and all our iniquities, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now number 233. Your offering will now be taken first for the church and afterwards for our school. Number 233. Bow down thy ear, O Lord, and hear. For I am poor and great, my need. Number 233. Thank you. beloved congregation, when we compare the life of God's children with the life of worldly people, then there is a very great difference. Outwardly, the life of the world is really much easier. They have, of course, the trouble, because we are all born to trouble, and there is nobody in the whole world who ever shall live in this world without. That is really impossible. But otherwise, the life is so much easier in respect to all the strife and all the afflictions which are coming up in the life of God's children. Most of the time, they have not so much prosperity. Most of the time, it is adversity. And inwardly, there is so much to do in the life that no men who are a stranger of that life ever can realize. I have not to explain that more, because you all know the Bible and so many examples of God-fearing people of whom we know what the pathway was through this life to that heavenly Jerusalem. But there is one thing very remarkable. The life is much heavier, and not easy. They have much struggle and strife, and still, when you ask that people, even in the greatest darkness in which they are coming here in this world, that they have a desire to live as that they were living before in the world, and with the world, then they say no. Many of the people don't know what their end shall be, even death. Even death. And that is outside of us in general. Strange in our days, in general, we meet sometimes people that we are talking about but is necessary to salvation, and a great step that we have to make when death comes. And some people that say, I am not afraid to die. No, I have never any thoughts about it. And then you can imagine how that works when you hear such things. And then really, you would say, what an easy life have that kind of people in this world, even though afraid to die and to meet their mates. Most of God's children, they are all the time, and most of the time afraid. They many times go to their bed in the evening, and then they think, yeah, if now this coming night the angel of death came to cut me up, then no ground to stand on, and no righteousness to cover me. But in all the distress that people never want to go back, no, in whose heart the principle of that spiritualizes, they rather want to keep that same life. Of course, there is something that lays at the bottom of their heart. And what is the mystery of it that was never laid at the bottom of their heart by any man? They have not laid that itself, no, but those pearls, little pearls, faith, hope, and charity, the Lord laid them once in their heart. And that gives now that lively hope that they continually keeping on to walk in the ways of the Lord and to hope upon Him with that expectation in their heart that at God's appointed time that He will speak to the soul and that He will give them the full reward of what He had promised to all His children. For this evening, it is my intention to say some words about what is waiting for God's children. My text for this evening is in Revelation 22, the first verse, the last part. Only these words, and His servants shall serve Him. This part. The Bible speaks in our text in this evening about the employment of the saints in heaven. They are called in the first place the servants of the Lord. And in the second place, they have a wonderful promise. And in the third place, they will receive the fulfillment perfectly in heaven. and his servants shall serve him. I have not to explain to you, so brought in this evening, that the word servant is applied in the Bible in the first place unto Christ. In Philippians 2, in Psalm 89, you read about Christ as a servant of the Father. We have the word servant in the Bible also for kings, for governors. And we have the word servant in the Bible for those who are serving the Lord in his temple and in his service in the church. But in the fourth place, we have the word servant also applied to all God's children in general, because they are all the servants of the Lord. Now, frequently, that people that is a very peculiar people, and if they are under place, then they never complain about the Lord, their God and their Master and their Lord. Never. But then they complain about themselves. Many times the people that had not so much courage here in this world, and they complain time and again about the service towards the Lord, because they always say, if it then is the true work of the Lord, my service towards him, that is so little. And it is always imperfect and hardly deserving the nature of service. That is where the people complain about time and again. Other people who say, men or women, now you have to lift up your head. You have to be a little different, because there is so much in your life to be thankful for. The blessings of the Lord in your life are so manifold. You look to this and you look to that. But it is really impossible to elevate that people. It is most of the time down a heart. And as we have heard 40 days ago of that boy, Onesimus, that Paul said before he was unprofitable. And then, then they say, if they read that in the Bible, I fall with every Noah, that is now the same with me. Really, God's people that shall never accept and expect a crown. No. Then it is the same as you have heard in this evening, that angel that the Lord sent to John
at the island of Patmos, Johnny saw, so I soared up towards that angel, but then he said, no, worship us, not me. And that is a characteristic of God's people here in this world, complaining about the service here in this world. But there is a threefold ground in the Word of God for that complaining people. There is in the Word of God a rich consolation for God's servants. And that is, in the first place, that the satisfaction of Christ is the only and sufficient means for the acceptance of our person and service with God and obtaining salvation with eternal glory. In the second place, that this that a sincere endeavor to serve the Lord are accepted according to the covenant of grace as evangelical perfection. And also in the third place, that the day is near when the services shall be of the most exalted nature. Then indeed, as our text said in this evening, then his servants shall serve him. We will consider a little while the character in the third place. This is not the character of any man by nature to serve the Lord, because we are all by nature enemies of the Lord, and we have no desire in the ways of the Lord at all. We are, you find that in Romans 6, verse 17, we are all servants of sin. In the second place, those servants, they are such as have mourned on account of their enemies and sin. All those that serve the Lord by grace, they have a time in their life that they bemoan, lamented about the life that lays behind. There is not one servant of the Lord here in the church and in the whole world that ever shall look back to the way, to the former life, and that they say, I think about it with gladness in my heart. No, not one. But they all have sorrow. All. It is a wonder that the Lord draw us. It is a wonder when the Lord enter into our heart. It is a wonder when the Lord draws with the course of love. But still, our whole life, in our whole life, there is a sorrow about all that lays behind us. Some more than the others. But even David, he was a very blessed man, because he said in Psalm 71 that the Lord had taught him from his youth. From his youth. And still in Psalm 25, he said, remember not the sins of my youth. Even that man. Just shall we ever serve the Lord in our days? Oh, 1,000 and 10,000. Last week you have found it in one of the papers, in the press, how many thousands in Australia that made the decision for Christ. than Graham had preached, but thousand and thousand. If it was so easy, but old people, the same thing as I have told you in this morning, and I have to do it time and again, because I am feeling it is my duty. It is my divine calling to emphasize it all the time, that there must be happen a miracle in our life, a divine miracle from the Lord. And if we have never tears in our eyes, that we have sinned against the Lord, we are really strangers of that true life of the Lord in our hearts. Really, our tears are not a ground for salvation. No. Tears, as in the lake of Michigander, and in the great ocean, that is all sufficient for you, insufficient for eternity, but nevertheless, without that, we never shall enter into heaven. The Lord also bless those people that mourn here in this world. And all God's people return to the Lord with more weeping, mourning, and lamentation. But now all the servants of the Lord in the first place, they experience the irresistible power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In what respect? In the first place, the irresistible power that the Father is satisfied with the reconciliation of his only begotten Son. And I hope that you take that with you, that you remember that all the time, because that has to be placed in the foreground all the time, because the Lord the Father is not our Father, but he is our judge. And so he is standing towards us, and we towards him. There is no relation between the Lord and us by nature. No, before that he ever can smile to us, and before that he ever can talk to us, and before that he ever can shed his love, pour out his love in our hearts, people, then the Son as mediator and Savior and surety have to lay before his Father his vicarious or mediatorial work. That must be in the first place. And without that, people, there is no any relationship between the Lord and us in his love and in his faith. But then in the second place, the irresistible power to draw us. To draw us out of the power of darkness and of the power of Satan. Oh, really, time and again, I am preaching now are more than 12 years in your midst, and the Lord knows how uncontent that I am leaving every Sunday this year. Uncontent. And why? About myself. Because there is a weight upon my shoulder almost all the time. That I cannot bring it out to you as that I want. That I cannot bring it out. I cannot explain to you in what chains of Satan that we are laying by nature. But I can also not explain the love of God higher than the heavens and deeper than hell. That love that he revealed and that love that he poured out in the hearts of the people to deliver them out of the power of Satan and of Satan, that the Lord tell us personally have taken their own heart. And then of course, oh, it is so easy. And another thing, oh, there is not one of the people that every creature knows how dark that razor through what did the Lord lead his people here and what comes at them in their life. But it comes against them day and night, because 24 hours straight, 24 hours, and still, we never have regret. And that is through that inexhaustible fire. Oh, there is no one in the world who is elevated so high as the King of Kings and as the Lord of Lords. And before that he was leaving this world, after that he was crucified on Calvary, there came out of his mouth as a voice of many waters, unto me is given all power in heaven and upon earth. And if we know ourselves a little, oh, then we have to say, yes, Lord, that is only by the invisible power that I came on the floor, that I lay there before the Lord in dust and ashes, and that now is all what I want in my further life, and bow before him there, and bow before him there, because the irresistible power of the blood of Christ reveals through faith, justifying and cleansing us from all our sins and from all our iniquities. And as soon as that irresistible power is glorified in our hearts, my dear friend, then all the people have renounced all other lords and masters. They bid farewell to all that they have served before in the land. And they does it with their whole heart. They have renounced their idols. But have I longer to do with them? Hosea 14, verse 8. And then, even when they are concerned and not established in a state for eternity, there are moments in the life of God's people, of those servants of the Lord, that they call the Lord their God, because that faith, when it is in exercise, sometimes it goes through walls also broad, 10 foot and more. And then you can imagine what a power that there is in that faith. Sometimes I can tell you, and that is the experience of the people, sometimes there is no distance between the Lord and the soul. Really. I say not that that happens every day. No. But all I think about that text of Abraham, that when he was sitting in the door of his tent, when the day was up, that the Lord came. I cannot come to him, but he comes to me. He comes to me. And then he takes all objections away, and all the hindrances out of the way, and all the mountains were standing there before. And then we say, oh Lord, what a wonder, what an eternal wonder that you come to visit me. And as I am so assured of his love and of his favor in my heart, oh, it is easy then to join him, themselves to him, and to serve him. And then the people that they could save it, Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14, the love of Christ constraineth us. And then another thing about the character of the servants of the Lord, they have devoted themselves to the fear of the Lord, not a slave, no, but a childlike fear. Cain was afraid of the Lord, but not happy, no. Even when the Lord would cast them away and say so, go away. Oh, they were laying at his feet and crying unto him. Oh, that is now the life of God's children here in this world. They have a fire of fear. They have an habitual reverent awe of his divine majesty and study in all things to please him. I could say with freedom, the life of the servants of God, that is a praying life, day and night. Day and night. You can prove it? Yes. I can prove. And that means not that hope is always lively. And that means not that faith is always in exercise, no. But if then the people have to condemn themselves, then they say, oh Lord, that is so happy. Oh, I long that it was broken. Pray. They are never agreed that their life, if it is bound to the world and sin, never. And they are always in contact with the Lord, because the Lord is in contact with them. That is now their life. And oh, I have sometime hope. I have sometime hope that I am talking to people here in Zandvoort and in this church that cannot talk back to me, but that I am talking for them till the time shall come that the Lord breaks open their mouth and that they will say, come, and now I shall tell thee what the Lord has done to my soul. If I have not that faith sometimes, I could not longer stay here. I have to go to another place, please. But that gives sometimes so much hope to open the mysteries of the gospel and the life of God's children, that here or there must hit someone. I don't know the address, but there must be someone here that I will preach time and again. What happens in the inner chamber? What happens between the Lord and the soul? Because it can be. Oh yes, it can be here in this world. It can happen that even that man or that wife, that they have no liberty to talk to one another about it. But that they are so tight, bold brands, And sometimes that he say, Lord, oh gracious eye, give us opening, give us room. But still the Lord gets to answer. Because the Lord, he knows his time. And a people that always will please the Lord. Oh, sometimes people, I cannot say so much because the time that goes through. But oh, sometimes, then the Lord place that people in a moment that they are quiet. And that the Lord opens their eyes for his mercy and for the tokens of his favor bestowed upon them. Sometimes they may hear. And then they are admired and they are wondering about the Lord's goodness and the Lord's mercy towards them. Really? That is a wonderful experience of that people. You read in the Bible, in Nehemiah, the third chapter, the 11th verse. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servant, who desire the fear to fear thy name. And if we are excluded from the people, then it is a bad sign in our life. But I know, even when we have so much strife every weather, that we belong to the people and we hear such a word out of the Bible, then we say, Lord, yes. Yes. That is now also in my heart. I am not in Nehemiah. No. But it is still in my heart that desire to fear the Lord and to fear his name. And in other things, the servants of the Lord, they have humbling view of their own character as servants. Not high-minded. No. Not high-minded. Paul, he explained some of that in 1 Timothy 1, verse 15, that he said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am. That was his testimony that he gave there. And you read in another place, in Luke 17, the verse 10, so likewise, even ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. They are not thinking so much of themselves, no. Oh, they are glad. They are glad all the time in all the duties and calls that the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, washes and cleanses from all the sins. And they worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no comforters in the flesh. And finally, the service in which such shall be employed in the heavenly days. In our present circumstances, we can know but little of it. We don't know what we are because you read in the first chapter of John that he said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what he shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. When it comes to that point, We know not so much as only they receive the first fruit of it here in this world. The first fruit. And of course, they are not perfectly acceptable for the glory of heaven, but that is waiting for all God's people. But before that I speak a word of application, to sing 372, come all ye servants of the Lord, lift up your voice with one accord, Jehovah's name to bless, ye that are standing night by night, within the house of his delight, his glorious name confess. Number 372. About what I have spoken in this evening out of the text in regard to the character of the true servants of the Lord. The question for you and for me is whether we have any knowledge of those ways and what the Lord is working in the hearts of those who are by nature servants of the devil, servants of sin, and servants of the lust of the flesh. A question, a very important. We are all travelers to that great and ever-ending eternity, and every Sunday then we see one another back in this church, then really we must say it is a wonder that the Lord has spared us. But once the time is coming that the Lord cut us up out of this world, it's possible this coming night, it is possible in this coming week that the Lord comes to cut us up. And then, if we have to die in that same state in which we were born, oh, what shall it be terrible to fall in the hands of the living God. And then, after that we have heard so many warnings and admonitions in our life, you never could say that it is not laid before you. No. And the Lord has declared so many times unto you that he had no pleasure in the death of a sinner, but dwell in his repentance and in his conversion and salvation. That it was bound to your heart and soul, children, in your early days, in the prime of your life, boys and girls, that the Lord give his fear in your heart, that he deliver you out of that state of sin and misery. There is an almighty power in that blessed and excellent Christ Jesus, an excellent power and authority to deliver you and to bring you in his communion. And in his communion and fellowship is life and peace and rest, happiness, salvation. There is everything what is pleasing. Because the service of the world gives nothing. No. The end, even here in this time, boys and girls, that is nothing else than bitterness. Bitterness for your whole life. And bitterness when you die. But in the service of the Lord, there is something, because then the Lord gives his love in our hearts, the manifestation of Christ Jesus, the influence of the Holy Spirit, and that is now everything that made us happy, really. And there are sometimes in the life of God's people, oh, that you can see it on the face, that lays a brightness upon the face, when they are glad in the Lord, and that they have a hope, a lively hope, in regard to that great eternity, though they are walking and flying. Oh, young and old, the Lord bless his word to your heart, that it never shall testify in the days of days, but that it leads to eternal salvation and happiness, that the Lord calls out of our midst voice to place on the pulpit, to place there in the bench of the elders and deacons, with the fear of his name, to serve him with heart. Oh, it must well be a blessing in the Lord. Remember the United States and the many vacant churches amongst us, that he sent forth laborers in his harvest, and that our eyes may see young people qualified by the Lord, speaking not to the mouth, those we have enough, but those who are speaking to the heart of Jerusalem, and that they could say, I have to do it, I must, because the Lord, he conquered me. The Lord took my heart. Oh, that was something, if it has happened in our life, that the Lord calls us to bring forth his love and to bring in the church that everlasting gospel. And that we are standing there as a token of God's sovereign grace and love. There is nothing too wonderful for the Lord. That man that died last week in the Netherlands, I have installed him as a minister in 1943. And really, it are wonderful moments when that happens in a church in a right way. We are not looking for ministers who are not bringing the full counsel of the Lord. And we are not looking for them who give never solution to God's people. Oh, that is so that there are souls that they are crying and that they say to that minister, please talk with me about the riddles of my heart. Please say it louder. And that they say, I don't know. I have no time. I have to go. So it happens. But not with those who are called by the Lord and serving in the church. Oh, the Lord remembers Zion over the length and over the breadth of the earth. And those in our midst in whose heart is something from the Lord. My wish for all of you is that the Lord establish that grace. That the Lord set you at liberty. That you can say, I am a servant of him. I can tell you with freedom that the Lord entered here and that he broke that enmity that I had before toward him. Now I love the Lord. I love him with my heart and with my soul. And I shall love him afterwards in heaven. Forever and forever. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony. Thou art a wonderful God. Oh, in the morning so many times they stop the mountain. That is sometime who travel to South America and to Russia. Is that to go to this pulpit? Thou knowest, Lord, everything. But time and again, oh, thy hand helps us. And that we now receive grace, that we then go not in on the high top of the mountain, but in the deepest valley. And that we say, oh Lord, why? But blessed to the hearts of young and old, great and small, remember the contestants. Remember the parents with the children. Lord, that they fear, obey the parents. That they walk in the ways of the Lord. That they break with sin and with this world, and that they have the delight in the living God. Made everything well with thyself, Lord. And guide and protect us, give each and every one strength in his coming week to perform all our labor and all our duties, everyone in his own calling, and that our life be a preparation for that great and ever-ending eternity. With the pardoning of all our sins for Christ's sake only. Amen. 246. The collection is now for our school. The Lord's will and the consistency will meet tomorrow evening. Worship service will be held Wednesday evening instead of Thursday evening this week. We pray this evening for Mrs. Simon van Es, who had to undergo an operation tomorrow. So teach thou us to count our days and what follows.
those families who want to join our church shall be to take place next Sunday in the morning service, the Lord willing. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost with you all. Amen.